Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
The crisis we have, and it's a continuing crisis with legal abortion, had its root in an era in American history where a lot of values were essentially turned on their head. We know from the 1960s, I was there. I don't want to speak for you, but certainly the drug revolution came then, the sexual revolution, the discovery of the birth control pill. All sorts of things were happening tumultuously in concert with the war in Vietnam, which was unpopular politically. That poll was correct. And I think it's clear looking back that the advocates of legal abortion wanted to exploit an environment in which the media was willing to accept their data on everything from maternal mortality to illegal abortion. And the data is Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who later changed his mind about abortion, but he was probably the most prolific abortionist in the country. He said that they knew at the time the data were fabricated, that there were not these levels of illegal abortion or maternal mortality, but everyone from the general public to the Supreme Court of the United States bought the lie, and as a result, this became one of the major arguments that you had to have legal abortion for public health reasons.
And as I understand it, he thought that saying 10,000 women had died annually from back alley illegal abortions was a good PR number, that it was high enough that people would take notice of it, when actually the number was under 100 if you combined legal and illegal abortions for the year 1972.
Well, that's exactly right. It was off by a factor of 100 or more, and one of the tragedies of our time, of course, is that while that was a distorted and false statistic, we're not doing a significantly better job of tracking maternal complications, morbidity, and mortality from abortion even today. And it's because of the way in which abortion is delivered medically, different from many other types of invasive surgery in the United States. And we have come 40-plus years since the Supreme Court decision, and we're not taking anywhere near the close look that we should be.
And the CDC, which is our government health reporting agency, and also, of course, the Centers for Disease Control, setting policy, stepping in when there's a need to deal with epidemics and other public health issues, on their website they say there is no national requirement for data submission or reporting of abortion procedures by abortion providers.
Well, that's correct. In fact, it's completely voluntary to the states. There was a brief effort by the CDC about 20 years ago to establish contracts with the states to furnish the data. They gave up the effort. Some of the states were resistant. But the problem begins at the state level, Kim. We have states in the union, there are four or five really big ones, including California, that have no reporting system within the state whatsoever, other than their Medi-Cal system, which outside researchers can study. That's the system of Medicaid financing for the poor. But there's no state reporting data, though California is one of the two states in the union with the highest abortion rate. You have the same thing with respect to data in Maryland and the District of Columbia. And in New Hampshire, if you live in those states, you really can't find out what's going on. And frankly, compared to what other nations do, we are a third world country when it comes to abortion data collection.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.